Most of the zoning regulations in the state go back at least 50 years, and they were written for a time when Vermont's housing needs were very different than they are today. Now Brattleboro and other towns and cities are trying to change some of those regulations to make it easier to build more homes and ease the housing crisis. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Hi, everybody. I want to thank you for coming out tonight on this warm evening. We're happy to have you here for our first neighborhood walk.
It's a late summer evening, and almost two dozen Brattleboro residents are about to set off across town to look for housing.
Here in Brattleboro, we did a housing action plan in 2021. We know that there's immediate need for over 500 units.
Sue Fillion is Brattleboro's planning director, and she's holding a map that shows a winding route through the neighborhood near the town offices. Fillion says the idea tonight is to look at places where new apartments have been creatively added, point out larger, older homes that can maybe become multi-unit dwellings, and most importantly, highlight places in town where the existing zoning regs are preventing more housing from being built.
What we're trying to do is show the community, you know, that density doesn't have to be scary. Having lots of units in a place can still preserve the character of the neighborhood, and there's lots of different ways to do it.
The number of new homes built in Vermont has been steadily dropping over the past 40 years. And a state report estimates that without help, new home construction could drop to a less than 1% growth rate in the next few years. Here in Brattleboro, only 1% of the city's housing was built after 2010. Brattleboro issued only 12 new housing permits last year, while a recent housing study put the town's housing need at 500 units. Mary White lives in this neighborhood, and she came out for the walk because she's worried about what the housing crunch means for the future.
Wages are low in this area, and costs are very high, and we always talk about Vermont losing the younger generations, and we should try to do everything we can to help them.
Here in Brattleboro, more than half of the renters are paying more on housing than what they can afford. And when the town did a survey, 80% of those who said they want to buy a single-family home can't afford what's on the market. There are a lot of reasons why new housing is not being built, including the cost of land and materials, as well as workforce issues. But outdated zoning codes that put limits on the size and height of buildings, restrict multifamily housing, and require parking spots with units can limit development. The state is giving out grants to encourage more towns to look at their zoning codes, and towns across the state from Fairfax to Lincoln to Randolph are holding meetings like the one happening tonight here in Brattleboro.
But that corner access, you can see how that makes splitting a house like this a little easier because you can get into it from both directions here.
Tweaking a town's zoning code to try to encourage more housing won't entirely take care of the housing shortage, but it is a step towns and cities can take to at least begin to address the issue.
I think we are in a moment where we can use this crisis as a way to do things better. And we have to, really, because of the need for housing for our workforce.
Megan Cope teaches urban geography at UVM. Cope says a lot of Vermont zoning regs were written at a time when land was cheaper, families were larger, and no one was talking about climate change. And so she thinks the land use laws that encourage large homes on single lots with setbacks and parking need to be updated.
We have this demographic transition where we're having much smaller households. The average number of people per household is much lower. So the building of larger homes kind of doesn't make a lot of sense anymore.
For Sarah Lang, who's a member of the Brattleboro Planning Commission, the town zoning code that requires a parking spot for each housing unit is a relic from another time that has to go.
I think that in this day and age, especially around, you know, people being more forward-thinking with their transportation, we don't need as many spots as we once used to. And I think maybe growing up here or living here for a while, you sort of get used to the drive up to your front door, but not everyone wants that. And I think having parking minimums can hinder some development that's actually really needed.
At the height of the pandemic, when housing prices were skyrocketing, Brattleboro made emergency changes to its housing bylaw to make it easier to add apartments. Within a year, 22 new units came online, and the town has now made those changes permanent. Now it wants to make more zoning changes to create more housing. The select board would have to approve any further changes, and the biggest challenge to making these changes in Brattleboro, as well as in other towns, will likely be selling the idea to the public. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.